The government commissioned him to go to Cuba for a year and take pictures of the ruins and the war damage and so forth. And so he did. And
okay.
This was among his pictures that he took. And
was that in Cuba?
No, this was in mine. That was somebody's children, and he would have known who it was, but I don't. And nobody ever wrote anything on the back of those days.
Well, that's one reason why we're trying to get these tapes and things now, is to get a front
of
record.
To my mother.
Okay. You said a couch. Is that what you would have... Did you have a couch in the living room?
No, we had what they call a settee. And other people called it love seat because it was a place for two to sit. And that was about as large as you could. And another thing we had in there was a... Was...
Called chairs. Used to be the...
We had a couch that was made of this wicker that was... and it, the head came up and around and point, and you could lie down and you didn't have to have a pillow because that head came up and around.
Much like that chair over there that's made in plastic now. It's form-fitting.
Oh, I see.
And they were made of wicker.
They were made of wicker, and Daddy had one of those.
You know, as my uncle said, you didn't know where to put your head or your feet.
Like a lounge.
It was a kind of lounge.
He said, which way
are
you going to this thing?
It had no upholstery on it. It was just the wicker. But it was woven fine and a pretty design. It was quite the same thing.
Was it fairly comfortable after you got in it, or?
Yeah, it was fairly comfortable. I liked the lounge. Yeah. The only time I didn't was when I had tonsils, tonsillitis, and he'd have me lie on it and then he'd paint my tonsils. It was a good treatment couch.
Oh. The did you have any small tables or end tables or anything like that in your room?
We had one square table. It was only about this square. And it had a little shelf on the front there. And business.
Now the...
I think it was maple.
Okay. Now, did you have a special name for it, right?
No, it was just a...
Just a...
A little living room table, and it had a lamp on it.
What kind of lamps did you have?
Well, we had... I remember the glass bottom and the glass top. Then we had electricity, but it wasn't good enough. In the beginning of the electricity, and it was a yellowish glow instead. But before that, we had tinged globes every day. Trying to be good, and we had that was one of my first jobs, was to keep those globes clean. And we had, anyway, you turn them from down and up, which you had to light the match.
Oh, it's not. What was the fuel that she used in that?
Kerosene.
Do you recall that anything else?
Kerosene. Okay. Kerosene lamps.
Okay.
And it smelled like kerosene lamps.
Okay. You had that. I guess you still had that even after electricity. You used that.
Well, we had those for a while because they're very good at her. We had her. 1903 that I remember because I was 5 years old. And I'm old. And then in 1906, we had one in June while we were away that year, went to Atlanta that year. When we came back, right just after we got back, we had a big one and I'm total. So we always had a lamp or a lantern and things with kerosene on it. And a handy place in a box where they would say, and I've got a good lantern out there now, and all of that already is her who comes.
Have you?
Because,
you said there was one that you remembered in 1903. I guess the next big one would have been when?
Well, there was one that, there was a good size one in 1903 because it blew an awful lot. You see, at that time they didn't have heavy buildings here, and a lot of the shacks that people had put up blew down. A lot of trees blew down. In 1906,